Are you experiencing concern around your day-to-day finances? Feeling insecure about your income? Wanting to make a big purchase or life decision, but not sure what steps look like or even how to take those steps? Unsure if you'll meet your financial goals in the year ahead? Are you tired of people talking about some random cup that's half full? Brought to you by Cynthia Alice Anderson, Prosperity Capsule is a hand-selected, organic blend of authentic spiritual practices and universal methods of flow to receive universal abundance. Prosperity Capsule is your guide to spiritual manifestation so that you can release to make new. No more concern around your day-to-day finances. Cynthia has a plan for that. Feelings of insecurity about how much you make? Smile big because your recommended dose of Prosperity Capsule can help you channel unexpected income. Not sure what steps to take in making that big purchase? Cynthia's Prosperity Capsule provides you a methodical and logical approach on how to map out those steps. Ready to make big goals become a reality? Prosperity Capsule affirms your confidence into a can-do, positive, and realistic mindset. Are you ready to experience your cup not just half full, but overflowing? Then you should ask your doctor if Prosperity Capsule is right for you.
In various studies, Prosperity Capsule side effects include but not limited to abundance, joy, togetherness, feeling whole, finding value, discovering unlocked potential, openness, unexpected income, effective strategies, new perspectives, mindset shifts and enhancements, increased earning potential, and much more. Talk to your doctor about Cynthia Alice Anderson's Prosperity Capsule today.
Gratitude. Gratitude is the great multiplier. I love to talk about gratitude because it's so easy to do and it's a lot of fun to watch how powerful we are when we give thanks. Gratitude is the great multiplier means that whatever we give thanks for, we are ensuring its multiplication. In other words, we are ensuring more of it. So we know that whatever we give our attention to in terms of our thoughts, our words, and our actions, that that's what manifests. But there's something that gets that strengthens exponentially whatever we're giving our attention to when we give thanks. So when we give thanks, it magnifies whatever it is we're acknowledging, whatever it is we are noticing, you know, whatever it is we're calling. When we give thanks, we call forth the good in that thing. So there's a lot of things in our Christian scriptures around give thanks to God for he is good, you know, praise God in all things, in every circumstance, give thanks. We see it when Jesus gives thanks as he blesses what he has at the feeding of the 5,000, which is in all four of the scriptures, in all four of the gospels. Jesus gives thanks and it is multiplied. What most of us learn, though, about gratitude is that we give thanks after something good happens. And that's a wonderful form of gratitude to practice. But the kind of gratitude I like to practice is the gratitude where we give thanks in advance. So in other words, we're not waiting on something to manifest. We are creating the manifestation through our gratitude. So what I'm saying is, don't wait. Give thanks now. Give thanks now. And it's important to realize that being in gratitude is a state of being. It's not just words you say, but gratitude is a way of living. It's a state of being. And an even better way to say it is, it is a state of consciousness to live in. So don't wait for something good to happen. Give thanks in advance. I have a friend who was healed of a heart condition, and after he had had a heart attack, he started working on a spiritual level with the issues around this physical health challenge, this physical health opportunity. And every day, as he was getting ready, often in the shower, he would say, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost." every morning as he got ready. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And of course, he was holding the thought of health, of wholeness, but his attitude was one of praise, was one of blessing, was one of gratitude. And to praise is to be in gratitude, right? Because as we praise, what we're saying is, God, I see you're good, and I'm giving thanks for it. I'm praising it. I'm saying, thank you, God. Isn't this wonderful? I see it. So this friend, by giving thanks, by praising God every morning, of course, this was a process that he was in. It was a process of his mind, heart, and soul. And of course, it was also a process of the body, but it healed his heart condition. When he had checkups, he had moved locations, and his next checkup he went to, the doctor said, there's no evidence you ever even had a heart attack, which means literally he healed his body from the inside out. Literally, the gratitude, the giving thanks, healed his body. The simple act of praising God. We forget how powerful our words are, and I want to remind you to give thanks now. Give thanks now. Gratitude is the great multiplier. A lot of times when we see people being successful in certain things, we say things like, oh, wow, they're so good at that, or oh, wow. When one of those instances is my mother was very gifted with her plants. She also became a master gardener and became even more gifted with her new knowledge. But what I noticed she did every day was she talked to her plants. She told them how beautiful they were, and she cleaned them off, and she watered them, and she cared for them, and she pulled out weeds, and she gave them the right food, and she literally was praising them all the time. Now, from the outside, everybody said, oh, wow, she has a green thumb. Well, some part of her must have inherently knew that when you praise something, it grows. When you praise something, when you give thanks for something, it increases. Also, as you are in gratitude, as you live in this state of being, this consciousness of gratitude, every time you praise, every time you give thanks, it releases this incredible energy in the mind and body. So I want to encourage you right now, if there's an area where you're not feeling like you're manifesting the way you want to, be in gratitude for whatever you have of it. Be in gratitude for whatever you have of it. So if it's money that you need, give thanks for the small amount you have. If it's health you need, acknowledge, praise, and give thanks for all that you have. And remember that as you give thanks in advance, as you give thanks now, you are preparing the consciousness, you are preparing your whole body, your whole mind, your whole beingness to receive the manifestation. Gratitude is the great multiplier. Whatever you give your attention to and give thanks for increases. So don't wait for the manifestation to give thanks. Give thanks now. As you do so, you're going to release amazing energy into your mind and body. And remember, you are preparing yourself for great manifestations. Remember, gratitude is a state of being. And so it is.
We hope you've enjoyed this Prosperity Capsule from the Experience of the Soul podcast channel. This channel is made possible through the continued support of our angel patrons, Aggie Payton, Anna Evans, Arlene Meyer, Diana Cox, Leslie Williams, Nora Miles, Sean Kilgore, Susanna Garcia, and Taryn Tucker, along with our partner patrons, Natural Awakenings Magazine, Unity of Nashville, Zen Living Realty, and Support Deck Staffing. If you would like to support the channel as a patron on an ongoing basis or through a one-time gift, head over to experienceofthesoul.com/support. This week's Prosperity Capsule is copyright 2020, Cynthia Alice Anderson, all rights reserved. Our theme music is composed by Dave Croft and used with permission. The Experience of the Soul podcast channel is a production of 818 Studios.